teams within, what, 54 yards of each other. Not too bad, but it was a hard-fought battle all the way down to the very bitter end.
It sure came down to the very end when it was tied in the third quarter, and Harbor Beach goes down, scores, takes that 30-22 lead, and that's really where the game ends, because Ubley goes down and scores, and Harbor Beach makes that goal line stand to prevent the two-point conversion. So Ubley scores, but unable to tie the game back at 30, makes it 30-28. And at this point, defense is irrelevant. It's whatever offense has the ball last. And when Harbor Beach goes down and scores to take the lead by 8, you could just feel that this game was done. They did not get the two-point conversion, but you just had to feel like Ubley, too tall of a task to go 80 yards in a minute 10 with no timeouts and unable to throw into these wins.
Impressive on both sides of the ball. You know, you take a look at time possession when that was all said and done. Harbor Beach, 32 minutes, 57 seconds. Ubley, 15 minutes, 3 seconds on there. But like you said, Dave, you know, some of those times Ubley had a short field to work with, punched it in from 33 yards out. But then, of course, Harbor Beach marches down the field, chunks off, what, 8 minutes and 25 seconds to start the game. It resulted in no points. So, I mean, it was kind of lopsided, but it really doesn't tell the full story there. Final score in overtime, USA over Reese, 20-14 in that ball game. Extra innings there.
Absolutely, and you know, the Sugar Bowl hasn't been that exciting lately, so at least even though these teams, both of them are going to be under 500 after this game, a very exciting one for those fans to watch over there in USA.
So, Dave, let's get back to this Ubley-Harbor Beach game. What do you think was the key for Harbor Beach to pull out the victory tonight?
No question in my mind. Fourth quarter comes, the game is tied, and Coach Shelke doing what Coach Shelke does best. He throws out his best offense. He brings out the wing tee. Ubley had no answer for it. And to me, that was the difference. The spread offense, Devin Puff started getting bigger runs. Michael Anderson got into the action a little bit. And really, those two read option on the defense, those Bearcats had no clue what hit them and really struggled to stop it. And that, to me, that change broke this game open for Harbor Beach. Otherwise, when it was running the wing tee, I thought both teams were very even, getting 3 to 5 yard chunk plays every time, and it was very even all the way through. But when that offense came on the field, it was a difference maker for Harbor Beach.
Troy Shelke now with his 153rd victory overall since 1997. He's now 153-75 overall. And Jim Becker and the Ubley Bearcats now fall to 3-2 on the season. After flip-flopping wins and losses here in the past 4 weeks, they started the season out with a win at USA, a win home against Memphis, lost at Sandusky 22-28, home against Reese 46-8, and then losing to Harbor Beach 28-36, both losses a possession or less.
No doubt. That's because this Ubley team, they play good enough defense. Their offense is very potent. They certainly deserve to be in almost every game they play. And I know this is more of a strong side conversation for Sunday, but looking at the schedule for Ubley, they have KPAC, Brown City, and Marlette 3 in a row, 2 of them at home. Those are 3 very winnable games. And if they handle their business and recoup and get back to playing Ubley football the next 3 weeks, I certainly see wins number 4, 5, and 6 on that schedule with Cass City looming in that last game. But if Ubley can win those last 3 games, they find themselves in the playoffs, which is essentially what this team wants to do. Doesn't matter. Yeah, they'd like to win the conference, like to go undefeated, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, making the playoffs now is objective number 1.
Oh, and Dave, you're absolutely right there. I fully expect to see the Ubley Bearcats in the postseason.
Right, and the way it could happen, you could see a rematch between the orange and the black one more time. And what a great game for us to hopefully see if that does come to light.
When you take a look at first downs, Harbor Beach had 18 of them, Ubley with 10. Third down conversions, and that does not seem quite
that
accurate there.
That does not seem right.
Harbor Beach did not have 17 third downs on the night, but we'll figure that one out in a second here. But Ubley with on 4 of 6 on third down conversions. Pretty good stats. I mean, Ubley moved the ball. They moved the ball when they needed to. They put up 307 yards on a tough Harbor Beach defense.
It was a tennis match, Clark. It was back and forth. This team goes down the field and scores. This team goes down the field and scores. Ubley scores. Harbor Beach scores. One gets 2-point conversion. The other one gets 2-point conversion. So it was back and forth. They never left more than 8 points apart in this game. And it's what we expected from two teams. Both teams struggled defensively. Both offenses were superior tonight. And Harbor Beach made that 2-point conversion stop in the fourth quarter, turned around with that 2-point lead to score, to take it to 8 points with the chance to go to 10, was unsuccessful at it. But that turn of events was the biggest reason, you know, Harbor Beach was able to kind of fend off that late rally of the Bearcats. But as you said, Clark, and I agree completely, a very even game back and forth for both offenses. Neither defense really was able to get off the field without allowing a score.
You know, and just a good win for Harbor Beach, a hard-fought loss for the Upley Bearcats. But Harbor Beach, you know, when they lost to Marlette in week number two, everyone kind of said, well, what's going on here? This might not be the Harbor Beach team that we expected them to be. But now with three wins in a row here, I think they're back into their winning ways.
I certainly think so. And you know, the truth comes out eventually. And they were missing a couple guys, and there was some issues at the school and stuff. But I think they're past that. They've moved beyond it. They have the athletes to make this happen. And same goes for Ubley. I really like both teams. And, Clark, if you told me that Ubley and Harbor Beach were going to play again, I would certainly be more than happy to watch these two teams play again.
I think so, yeah.
They go back and forth. They love to play each other. If I'm not mistaken, an illegal kick and an offsides. Two flags thrown the entire game. Mm-hmm. So a very clean game, an intense, hard-fought game, and I love it because the game moved right along. It was easy to follow, and it was a lot of fun trying to figure out which team was going to have the ball last to come out on top.
Let's go through some other area scores. We have some finals in. USA victorious over Reese in overtime in the 25th edition of the Sugar Bowl, thanks to our friends at WIDL. Let's Talk Sports for that one. USA 20, Reese 14. Lakers comes back in the second half to take out Caro 26-8. They shut out Caro the second half and score 20 unanswered points in that second half for the victory. Cass City over Vassar, 54-12, a final score from that. Last we heard, Sandusky was leading Marlette 14-0. That was at the end of the first quarter. A lot has happened since then, but we don't have any specifically written down here. KPAC leading Memphis at halftime 28-0. Bad Axe 36-6 over Brown City in the third quarter. I do believe that's a final, actually. And so Bad Axe now improves to 3-2 on the season. And then going on to eight-player football. Deckerville and Kingston at the end of the third quarter. Well, it was 16-8 Deckerville leading at the end of the first. 24-14 at the half. 32-20 at the end of the third quarter. And now with 8 minutes and 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Deckerville leads Kingston by 18 points, 38-20 after Isaac Kineth, and for a 31-yard run for a score. Two-point conversion was no good. So Deckerville, another team like we said, Harbor Beach, you know, all of a sudden Deckerville had a really tough first half of that season, and they are suddenly sitting at 1-2 on the season. Everyone's going, this isn't really it. Sandusky 28-0. Appreciate that one from Paul P. Adams. But so now Deckerville in command. The game's obviously not over. Kingston can do a lot there, but with this wind, especially down in Deckerville, wide open fields there, Deckerville leading by 18 points over Kingston in late middle of fourth quarter.
This is a sigh of relief game for Deckerville. It's one they had to have. This game should move them to 3-2. Very important win for Deckerville, and it just seemed like everything was going to go against them this year. Without having your stud running back, you lost a lot of players from last year. Got off to a slow start. Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart was tough. Morris has clearly shown that they're a very tough team. So this is a big win for them. Kingston rolling in as hot as any team in the area. Deckerville doing a good job to slow down that offense. And, that's what Deckerville does. And this is the Deckerville we're used to seeing is come up big in big games. And Coach Brown and company maybe has finally turned the corner with that team and become the force that we expected them to be again this season.
And according to Paul P. Adams from the Herndon Daily Tribune, Bad Axe and Brown City are still playing. And Bad Axe up big 43-6 sometime in the fourth quarter. So Bad Axe will move on to that 3-2 on the slot. And, you know, Kelly Deere at the beginning of the season said they want to double their wins from the previous year. So that was 2. They want to go to 4. They're now sitting at 3-2.
Yes, after this, after the final toll tells here, Bad Axe will be at 3-2, which is awesome. They've already exceeded their win total from last year, so not quite a mission accomplished for Coach Durr, but he's got to be happy moving to 3-2, and they certainly have an opportunity now to look at that schedule, knowing that Cass City's the big one, but they got a couple winnable games on there, and as much as beating Cass City would be great, finding a way to get to 5 or 6 wins would be huge for this Bad Axe program to find themselves back in the playoffs again.
So, of course, the score that we're watching very closely is over on Thumb Tailgater Sports. Deckerville leading Kingston 38-20 halfway through the fourth quarter as Deckerville leads by 18 points over the undefeated Kingston Cardinals down there. And, of course, the victory in tonight for Harbor Beach over the Upley Bearcats 36-28. Dave Hansen, final thoughts here tonight After we read off and thank our sponsors for the evening, Thumb Cycler, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning,